take that knowledge to the next level. And if you haven't read Structuring Your Novel yet, don't worry. I'm going to give you a crash course in basic story structure in the next chapter. One of the most exciting things about being a writer is the never-ending journey of learning and discovery. Just when you think you've reached the end of a subject like story structure, you get to experience the exciting revelation that there's more. This is exactly how I felt when I moved beyond the basics of the three-act structure to discover the 5 secret techniques of advanced story structure. Why are they secret? Simply because you don't see them discussed often. And when you do, they're often approached from a background of misconceptions. In the following pages, you're going to learn how to master these 5 structural elements: the inciting event, the key event, the pinch points, the moment of truth, the climactic moment. By the time we're done, you'll know more about story structure than the vast majority of aspiring authors will ever know, and you'll be ready to write an amazing novel that stands above the crowd. Chapter 1. How to Structure Your Novel in 5 Minutes. Does that title sound too good to be true? Well, it isn't. No, seriously, if you read at the same pace as me, and yes, I timed myself, then by the time you've finished reading this chapter, you'll have learned how to structure an entire novel. Who knew it was that simple, right? I didn't. I resisted structure for years until one day I got hit in the face with a simple explanation of it. Just like that, in 5 minutes, it changed my entire approach to writing. 10 steps to story structure. I divide the prominent aspects and turning points of structure into 10 basic steps. Why 10? Because if you can ace these major moments in your story, the finer details tend to fall into place around them. We can all remember 10 things, right? What are these magic 10 steps that are going to lead you to a stronger, more amazing, and, dare I say, more fun story? Let's take a look. The first act. 1. The hook. What is it? Your story begins with the hook. This is your first opportunity for catching your reader's attention and convincing them to read on. The hook will always be a question, perhaps explicit, but probably implicit, piquing your reader's curiosity and urging them to find out what happens next. Where does it belong? The hook must show up in your first chapter, preferably on the first page, and even more preferably in the first line. 2. The inciting event. What is it? The inciting event is the turning point in the first act when your character first brushes the story's main conflict. To identify your inciting event, ask yourself, what event starts the ball rolling in my story's plot? Where does the conflict begin? What sets the story's action in motion? Where does it belong? The inciting event is the turning point halfway through the first act, one of the secret pieces of story structure. This timing allows for the story's normal world to be properly established. Don't confuse the inciting event with the hook. The hook will be the first in the line of causal dominoes, bumping one scene into the other, but your protagonist won't come into direct contact with the main conflict until the inciting event later in the first act. 3. The key event. What is it? If the inciting event is where your protagonist first encounters the main conflict, the key event is what irrevocably engages your protagonist with that conflict. Even if you have a great big inciting event, like say the beginning of a war, it can't affect your character until the key event drags him into the mess, as would happen if he were drafted into the army. Where does it belong? The key event occurs toward the end of the first act. Often it will be so closely linked to the following first plot point as to be almost inextricable. Other times, the key event and the first plot point will be 2 distinct moments. More on the key event in Chapter 3. 4. The first plot point. What is it? The first plot point marks the end of the first act and the beginning of the second. This is where everything changes for your character. Up to now, the first act has mostly concerned itself with setting up your character's normal world and introducing the supporting characters, the settings, and most importantly, the stakes. But now, the first plot point rocks that normal world. Everything changes, and your protagonist will be forced to start reacting to the new status quo. Where does it belong? The first